Besser in News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. As election returns come in, voters say the economy is important, but concern over democracy was what drove many to the polls.
A survey of more than 110,000 voters nationwide finds the economy and immigration are the top issues facing the country, as well as the future of democracy. AP VoteCast, conducted by the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, found about 4 in 10 voters considered the economy and jobs to be the most important problem, with 3 in 10 describing themselves as falling behind, a higher share than in 2020. But asked what most influenced their vote, about half of voters identified the future of democracy as the single most important factor. 2 in 10 voters said immigration was the top issue, and about 1 in 10 picked abortion. 7 in 10 voters said the country was on the wrong track. I'm Jennifer King.
A leadership shakeup in Israel by Benjamin Netanyahu has led to protests.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has dismissed his popular defense minister Yoav Gallant in a surprise announcement that came as the country is embroiled in wars on multiple fronts across the region. The move sparked protests across the country, including Tel Aviv and near Netanyahu's home in Jerusalem. Gallant, a former general, had argued that military force has created the necessary conditions for at least a temporary diplomatic deal that could bring home hostages held by Hamas. But Netanyahu's hardline partners have threatened to bring down the coalition government if he makes concessions to Hamas. I'm Norman Hall.
Former military defense contractor Leonard Fat Leonard Francis has been sentenced to 15 years in prison for masterminding a decade-long bribery scheme that swept up dozens of U.S. Navy officers. On Wall Street, the Dow by 427 points, the Nasdaq rose 259. This is SRN News. Will Graham is packing his bag.
The popular evangelist, son of Franklin Graham, is scheduled to present the gospel in Canada on Friday and Saturday. Graham will preach at Bonnet's Energy Center in Grand Prairie, Alberta, and will be joined by contemporary Christian music acts and local pastors. There will also be a children's event during the two-day festival. This is Will Graham's last foreign trip of 2024. He's already been to Australia and Portugal this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
American school kids are getting more days off now as cities, counties, and states begin recognizing the holidays of minority religious groups. In New York City, public school students have a day off to mark the holiday of Diwali, celebrated by Hindus in India and among the global Indian diaspora, including here in the U.S. Diwali joins other holidays on the school calendar, including Rosh Hashanah, Lunar New Year, and the Muslim Eid al-Fitr. This is SRN News. Stocks got an election day boost.
Stocks rallied on Wall Street as voters headed to the polls and as more data piled up showing the economy remains solid. The S&P 500 rose 1.2% Tuesday, moving closer to the record high it set last month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 427 points, that's about 1%. The Nasdaq Composite gained 1.4%. Palantir Technologies jumped more than 23%. The software maker said it was seeing unrelenting demand for AI applications. The market also got some help from a report showing that growth accelerated last month for U.S. services companies. That's a big category that includes banks, transportation, and real estate. Seth Sutel, New York.
Bernard Bernie Marcus, the co-founder of the Home Depot, a billionaire philanthropist and a big Republican donor, has died. He was 95 years of age. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.